survivor of a race strong in their forest pride when I was young. I can remember when, for miles around, in place of those smooth meadows and cornfields, there stood 10,000 tall and stately trees, such as had braved the winds of March, the bolt sent by the summer lightning and the snow heaping for weeks their boughs. Even in the depth of hot July, the glades were cool, the grass yellow and parched elsewhere, grew long and fresh, shading wild strawberries and violets or the lark's nest, and overhead the dove had her lone dwelling, paying for her home with melancholy songs, and scarce a beech was there without a honeysuckle linked around, with its red tendrils and pink flowers, or girdled by a briar rose whose buds yield fragrant harvest for the honeybee. There dwelt the last red deer, those antlered things, kings. But this is a dream. The plow has passed where the stag bounded, and the day has looked on the green twilight of the forest trees. This oak has no companions.